Here we go. What is up, everybody? And welcome back to Zachary Reality. It is Zachary Reality. Oh my God, guys, just like a little out of breath for a second, but we are here. We are live and we are here and we are queer. We are here to chat episode 9 of The Bachelor. Fantasy Suites week for Joey. Big week. We are down to Kelsey A, Daisy, and Rachel. And I must say that tonight's episode was so annoying in so many ways. For me, I'm so annoyed because nobody was eliminated. Nobody was sent home. And it's like, we know he's going to send Rachel home. Like, it's so obvious. He literally told Daisy and Kelsey A in this episode that he is falling in love with them. He did not say that to Rachel. His smile was not there with Rachel. We know Rachel's going home, but they still ended this episode off on a cliffhanger with the note and Kelsey A, who wrote it. And I'm honestly so annoyed. I wish that we would have just saw somebody go home. That's what's fun every episode, to see a rose ceremony at the end. There still could have been a cliffhanger with the note. But that makes me think, like, is she going to leave? And, like, Rachel just has to, like, hang around. Like, we've seen this a lot in past seasons of The Bachelor, where sometimes somebody who's, like, getting third place, and the first person I think of is, like, Justin Glaze, he would never have made top two if Greg didn't self-eliminate. And then on Desiree's season, Brooks self-eliminated. And that a guy, Drew, would not have made top two. So many times they keep around the third person because something dramatic is happening with the first or the second person. So I guess that's why we can have some reasoning why Rachel is still there. Not that I don't like Rachel, love her. We're going to get into her date. I feel so bad for her. But I mean, he literally said point blank period to Daisy and to Kelsey A, I'm falling in love with you. So welcome back, everybody. Give this video a thumbs up if you have not already. Hit subscribe, go right now. And if you have not listened to my recent podcast episode with Maximo and Ashley from Couple to Throuple, I put that out this morning, so feel free to check it out. And last week we had Ben Higgins on, so feel free to check that out. This week we have on Allie Luber from Vanderpump Rules, and we have my friend Jericho coming on to recap the reunion of Love is Blind, which I am super excited about. So should be a fun week here at Zachary Reality Headquarters. I'm sure there'll be some surprises, but not super fun for The Bachelor because this week was just a little slow. This week, Fantasy Suites, like, you think it's going to be crazy and dramatic and, like, extra, because it usually is the last two seasons. Zach, he said he wasn't going to sleep with anyone to Ariel, and then he slept with Gabby, and then he had to tell Katie. Clayton slept with all of them. Susie, like, sometimes Fantasy Suites, it's like a hit or miss. Sometimes it's like the best episode. It's a cliffhanger. It's drama. This episode was so bleh, so merp. Because last episode was so good. I loved the hometowns. We know Women to All is going to be lit. We know the finale is going to be lit. But this week just felt like a filler episode. Did anybody else feel the same way? Did anyone else? Because it just felt like a lot of filler, a lot of half storylines, a lot of cliffhangers, a lot of what is going to happen next, not what is happening this week. Because nothing happened. Let's talk about it, though. Let's talk about what happened this week, because we have the Golden Ladies pop up, Leslie, Sandra, and Susan, to give advice to the final three ladies. So that's how this week happened, started off. We went to Tulum, Mexico, straight from hometowns. Our Queen Maria was eliminated. Super, super sad. Cindy tuning in says it was boring. Okay, well, we're still going to get into it, girl. So this episode started off with Susan and Rachel having a heart-to-heart and giving some advice to Rachel. Susan did. She told her to be vulnerable. She told her to put her heart out there. Rachel expressed and opened up that she has been cheated on in the past. And this kind of explains why last week at Hometowns, her family was so emotional and, like, so just trying to protect her heart, because she has been hurt before. And we knew she was hurt before, but we didn't realize that she was cheated on in every single one of her relationships. So she really just, like, opened up and expressed that to Susan, who was so sweet from The Golden Bachelor. She just kind of gave her some tough love and told her to put it out there. So she did. So Joey and Rachel now go cliff jumping. And basically, there is, like, 5 cliffs, and each cliff is going to get harder and harder because it goes higher and higher up. And honestly, that looks really scary. Thank God that they could do it one at a time, because I would be terrified. I went cliff jumping with my friends once and I didn't even jump. Everyone else jumped but me. I was terrified for Rachel. I could not have done that. So they start off one cliff, jump. It gets a little harder. They do the second cliff, jump. Then for the third cliff, they jump again and Rachel hits her jaw. We don't know what she hit her jaw on. Was it a rock? I didn't think it was a rock. It might have just been really hard against the surface of the water. It might have just hit her really hard because it was kind of high. So she never ended up finishing it. Thank God, because honestly, that got so scary. But I feel really bad for her because her jaw really hurt. And she didn't want to like say it hurt at first when Joey was like asking her if she's okay. And she ended up in the hospital, which is like so sad. She had to get x-rays done. She had to kind of like see a medic. And it felt like her jaw just like was kind of tight. And maybe she felt better throughout the end of the day. Like maybe it was just like a little stiff, like a muscle strain. And then after a while, it just like kind of simmered down and she was able to go to the night portion of the date. Kovaru, who is tuning in live, says, I wouldn't jump no matter how much I love the lead, LMAO crazy. Me too. I mean, I would have tried, like I would have done the first jump and then I probably would have done the second. And then I feel like if I was too scared by the third, I wouldn't do it. Maybe I would try the third and then finish there. But I don't think I could have done the whole way. I mean, maybe if I was like, the adrenaline was high and maybe Rachel would have, if she didn't get hurt, like maybe she really would have done the whole thing. But those dates are so scary. They're so high, like with like the heights and then just like being high up, like it's just terrifying. So of course she hurt herself. So I felt really bad for her because this is not obviously how she wanted to spend her one-on-one date. However, it's also like a blessing in disguise because I feel like this is like a real life situation that could happen. Rachel needs to know that Joey is going to be there for her in a real life situation like this. That's dangerous. That's scary. And Joey needs to see Rachel in that vulnerable moment to know that like he can take care of her and he really does love her. And he was there for her the whole day. He was super respectful, super kind, patient. You know, obviously she felt really bad about ruining the date, but he didn't care. That wasn't her fault. Like she didn't have to feel bad. It obviously sucks, but like it's okay because now they got to test their relationship in a different way than they maybe thought that they could have. And ultimately that's what's good for their relationship. So that wasn't the problem. The problem is that they're just friends. The problem and the reason why he didn't say, I'm falling in love with you to Rachel when he said it to Daisy and Kelsey A, is that he just didn't light up when he saw Rachel. The way he lit up with Kelsey A, the way he lit up with Daisy is so apparent. You can see it on his face. It just feels really forced with Rachel. It seems like he really cares about her and respects her and wants to acknowledge her feelings and really try things with her and see things through because he can't just like send her home. You know, there needs to be a final three. There needs to be dates. There was a lot of speculation online that maybe Rachel wrote the note. We were all trying to figure out on TikTok. I was in Mariah's live stream again, so I was able to watch on East Coast. We were all trying to figure out who wrote this note because we saw pink nail polish in the teaser. And like Kelsey had like light pink nail polish on, I thought, but then Rachel also had hot pink nail polish on. So it was really hard to tell. And like, maybe I thought Rachel wrote the note. Like I didn't know. Cindy says, Rachel is in the friend zone. Well, also a lot of people thought Daisy wrote the note. Like, I had no clue who wrote the note. Did y'all know? I had people being like, oh, we know it's Daisy. We already were told it was Daisy. It was literally Kelsey A. Plot twist, cliffhanger, did not see that coming. Finally, it took forever to get to that episode because it was that part of the episode because it was so boring and slow. But we were like, who wrote the note? So, Rachel, she hurt herself. I'm glad that she's feeling better. I felt so bad for her. And they're definitely friend-zoned, but they still went through with the overnight date. She did cry a lot at the dinner portion of the date. I think she was just really nervous and, like, really scared about getting her heart broken. And she, like, knew from, like, her talk with Susan that she truly had to fall. And, like, this was, like, now or never. So Rachel put it all out there on the line. And, like, even if she gets hurt, like, she really put it out there. She told Joey over the night that she was in love with him. And they told us that at breakfast. So they had a great date. They had breakfast. Kovaru says producers are producing. Someone posted on Reddit showing that there was literally three different notes, like different writing, different font colors. Oh, wow. We really were fooled with that note. But Rachel, they had a good date. I mean, it just felt forced. Like, obviously, they still, like, had a good night together. They opened up. But I still just, like, don't see the connection. And I just, like, I didn't know if he was going to break up with Rachel in the hotel room that morning. But maybe he just, like, needs to see everything through before he can break up with Rachel. We all know it's coming, but not this week. Because she wasn't even in the last half of the date. Like, they were showing more of Daisy. And Kelsey, like, we kind of forgot that she was even in the episode by the end, since she had the first one-on-one date. And they left things off on pretty good notes. And that's it. So, cliffhanger, we don't know what's going to happen with Rachel. Let's talk about the second one-on-one date of the week, which was Kelsey A. So Kelsey A started her date off with a conversation from Leslie from The Golden Bachelor. And if you guys don't remember, Leslie was on Gary's season. She was the runner-up. She got her heart broken the day of. She was really upset after the final rose. She felt led on. She was so confident. She was like blindsided and shook and mad at Gary. And then she still ended up going to the Golden Wedding, which is funny and cool. She also could be the front runner for the next Bachelorette. I feel like a lot of people are expecting that. But she gave Kelsey A some really tough love. And she basically told her that she should probably have some doubt in the back of her head, because it will protect her from being more hurt in the end. Since Leslie was so confident and then she was so heartbroken and hurt, she doesn't want Kelsey A to feel the same way. So she just put some doubt in her head that maybe wasn't in Kelsey A's head before. So I kind of feel like Leslie got to her a little bit. And I know she was just trying to, like, give her tough love and protect her and hurt her, like, you know, keep her from getting hurt. And she should be realistic. Like, Kelsey A should have some doubt in her head that it might not work. But I almost feel like Leslie, like, really drilled that into her, like, really hard. And, like, it was something that she was really thinking about, because she still ended up going on the date, having a great time. They went on a boat. They were kissing, like, all day. He was so giddy, so excited to see Kelsey A and spend time with her. They jumped off the boat together. And then he told her that he was falling in love with her. And they had a great fantasy suite night. And, like, it was just clear that in the morning, the way they were making breakfast together and the way they were making out, like, he's smitten with her and he's probably going to choose her. And I think he likes her more than Daisy. So it was kind of shocking to see at the end that she wrote this note and was potentially needing more validation and feeling insecure. And I hope it's not what Leslie said that really got her overthinking, you know? We can't blame this on Leslie, can we? Is this going to ruin her chance to be the next Bachelorette? Lola Lucky 89 says, I felt bad for Rachel. Daisy is fake and putting on a show and trying to be Bachelorette. Oh my gosh. Also says, I hate people blaming Leslie for what she said to Kelsey A. Yeah, I'm just kidding. We cannot blame Leslie. I'm just joking. I did feel like they had a great connection. Yeah, they really did. They had an amazing date on the boat, making out. He's like obsessed with her, and he said he likes her hair all curly. And he was so giddy. And I really just feel like he's going to choose her now. Then I'm, like, really confident that he's going to choose her. And also, Leslie and Kelsey A were able to bond over their moms who passed away. And that was, like, a really cute moment. That was the saddest part of the episode where I was, like, actually crying. So sad. So cute. What else happened? Let's talk about Daisy's date now. So Daisy, she started off her day getting advice from Sandra. I love Sandra. Sandra might be my favorite from The Golden Bachelor. I am just in awe of her. I think she's so fun and so cute and iconic. So she gave some advice to Daisy, who talked a little bit about her insecurities about after going deaf and dealing with so many health issues. She felt that nobody was ever going to love her for her. And we kind of saw her talk a little bit about that last week at Hometowns. So it's been such a slow burn with Daisy, and every single week her story has just been building and building and building. And I totally think that Daisy's going to be the runner up and be the next Bachelorette. I think it's going to be Daisy. I really do. I think she's going to be so heartbroken and sad at the end, and I think she's going to be the Bachelorette. Sandra told Daisy, make it sexy. She's a hoot. Exactly. Sandra's literally so iconic. Notice how Joey said that he's going to miss Kelsey and no one else. Joey likes Kelsey the most. That's why he's so freaked out by this note and what she wrote, and why he doesn't know what it means, because it just says, we need to talk. So he's freaking out. So the date with Daisy went really well. They went quadding. Super cool, super fun. He also told Daisy that he was falling in love with her, which is big. That's giving, like, Ben Higgins. Like, he literally said it to Daisy. He said it to Kelsey A. So he told two women that he is falling in love with them. And he's just so giddy and excited about Daisy. And he's so giddy and excited about Kelsey A as well. Her date went so well, but it was getting to, like, the last half hour of the episode. And I was getting so annoyed that nobody was going to be sent home and we were going to end off on a cliffhanger. And I was thinking that maybe Daisy wrote the note and it was, like, something that happened during fantasy suites. or like maybe she wrote it before her dinner portion. Like I was so thrown off because I was convinced for the last week that Daisy was the one who wrote the note, but she didn't. And they had an amazing overnight date and it went really well. And basically, if all went according to par, we would have had a rose ceremony and Rachel probably would have been sent home. Definitely. And then Kelsey A and Daisy would have been the final two. And it would have been so exciting because then we would have had some resolution and we would have been like, all right, we know the final two. We know the end game. Next week, we'll enjoy Women Tell All. And then the week after, let's go, final two. But now it's like Rachel is still there. And then like no shade to Rachel, but I'm just like, come on. What was so important in this note that it had to throw Kelsey A off and the storyline off and just keep us waiting another 2 weeks for a finale to get some resolution? Like, it's not that I wanted to see Rachel go. I just wanted resolution so that we could secure a final two and just like move on. But Kelsey A writes a note. We need to talk. So basically she went to knock on Joey's door at his hotel room, but he wasn't there. So then she went back to her room. She wrote the note. We need to talk. Heart Kelsey. So she actually signed her name Kelsey. So it's not like it was a mystery to Joey who wrote it. It was just a mystery to us, the viewers. And she knocked on his door again. And then he still wasn't there. He probably was maybe with Daisy since their overnight just ended. But I didn't think that was the outfit he was wearing with Daisy. I just don't remember what he wore when he woke up with Daisy. So if you know, let me know. But he was coming back to his room. He wasn't there. So she left the note on his door. He read it and he started freaking out. He started trembling. He started having anxiety. And he was just like, what the hell? I'm so mad. Especially since he had the best date of his life with Kelsey A. Like if he didn't have the best date of his life with her, then maybe like he wouldn't have been so thrown off, you know, or if it was coming from someone else. But it was just like so clear that Kelsey A was the winner this week and Daisy was too, that her writing this note and freaking him out just adds a whole nother plot twist that seems unnecessary, right? So he starts freaking out and then the episode ends. I guess we saw something in the teaser where she was going to his room and they started talking on the balcony outside. And that's like kind of it. Do you guys know if we saw anything else in the teaser of like a footage of anything else? I'm going to read a couple of comments. No to Daisy for Bachelorette. It would feel like a bad Zach season. Only people I see from this season being lead is Kelsey T or Lexi. Other than that, none of the other girls are really ready or young. Okay, that's a hot take. Joey's season has a bunch of great girls for BIP. Yeah, he does. I love Daisy. I don't care. She seems so sweet. And I love how she smiles when she talks. Me too. I want to see him pick Kelsey A. And I want to just see Daisy be the Bachelorette. Like, I want to see Maria be the Bachelorette. But I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know if we're going to get so lucky. I threw out the idea that maybe both of them could be the Bachelorette. And a lot of people are like, no, we don't want to do a Gabby and Rachel do-over. But like, come on. Don't you want to see Daisy and Maria both be the Bachelorette? Then maybe we need to give them their own seasons, like Katie and Michelle did, how it was like two different times of the year, but it was still in the same year. But then we also know there's going to be a Golden Bachelorette. So do we really want three seasons of The Bachelorette in a row? That's a lot. It's a lot of men. I want to see like a Bachelor, you know? If Daisy is the Bachelorette, isn't it going to be super bland? I don't think she's as bland as you guys think she is. Like, I feel like she is kind of feisty and fun. I mean, follow her on TikTok. She posts, like, every week. Like, you can decide for yourself. But I think she would make a really fun, sweet, dynamic Bachelorette. And I think the guys also carry this season as well. Lola Lucky 89 says, no, never a double season for anyone. I know. BB Bean says, is Canadian Maria Caitlin Bristow 2.0? Maria would make the most fun season ever, and she's clearly so popular and fun, but so is Daisy, and I think Daisy could get a lot of love at the after the final rose. Like, next week's going to be Maria's week, but then the week after, Daisy's going to have a lot of airtime. She'll have her hot seat. It's really about how these hot seats go, and most likely they will announce the next Bachelorette in 2 weeks at after the final rose. If we get lucky, they will, but they might not. They might announce the Golden Bachelorette first. It depends what they're going to air. I think they're airing Bachelorette in like June and then Golden Bachelorette in September, actually. So we will get a Bachelorette announcement then at after the final rose. And it's going to be someone who's in the final two or three. So it has to be Daisy because he's going to end up with Kelsey A. Of course he is. Now, yeah, we can't count this out. Megan says, I think Rachel would be a good bachelorette. She actually got a bachelorette edit tonight. I think Rachel's great. I just don't think she has bachelorette like love from the audience. I don't think enough people are rooting for her. I don't think Rachel is the main character in this story. I don't think she's the biggest love story. I don't think she's the biggest heartbreak. I don't think she is the center of the season. I just feel like she's not going to be the bachelorette. I honestly feel like Rachel could have went to Women Tell All if they just sent her home this week, if we had time, instead of Daisy's whole note thing, because of what I was saying before with my point. You should create a poll, Maria or Daisy. Okay, I will create a poll on my Instagram story and my Twitter, my ex, but you can also let me know in the YouTube comments if you want, or feel free to DM me. I would love to see Jen as bachelorette. Me too. Jen's great. I would love to see her. I definitely think it's going to be Daisy or Maria as the bachelorette, or maybe even both. You never know. Who knows what they're going to do? I just think they're going to pick the most popular girl who got the most heartbroken and was at the end. And I just think that's going to be Daisy. I think she's going to be number two. So that's what I think is going to happen. And I think he's going to pick Kelsey A. So yeah, back to this whole note thing. I don't really know what else to say about it. I feel like it's just annoying. At least we finally know who wrote the note, but it just took forever with this episode to get some type of tea. You know, it was just like, what's going on? Let's move the story along. Maria as bachelorette. Yeah, I know everyone wants to see that. Lola Lucky says Jen is 25 and in PA school. Would be so nice, but Jen not ready for lead. Oh, y'all got comments and opinions. Yes, you do. So that is Fantasy Suites in the Night. Kelsey A, Daisy, and Rachel. That's it. The Women Tell All was filmed last week. I, unfortunately, just have not heard about it. I haven't gotten any tea from it. I'm sorry to let you guys down. Unfortunately, I just have not heard anything about it. So I have no spoilers for the Women Tell All, which is kind of sad. I feel like I've had spoilers the last like 5 or 6 seasons for the Tell All. So this one is going to be a loss this year. No spoilers. I guess the only thing I know is that like I think and I heard that it went really well for Maria. So I will say that. I did hear that. And I was also told that I'm going to like it. So that's all I know. They didn't show much footage from the Women Tell All. Yeah, for the teaser for next week, they didn't show any footage for the Women Tell All. I don't know why they do that. Maybe they're still chopping it up and editing it. It was just filmed last week, and it's going to air next week. So that's only 2 weeks to edit Women Tell All. So they'll probably give us like a trailer maybe later this week, I could see, or definitely by Monday morning. But they just kind of showed some highlights of the season and some of the drama. You know, Maria and Sydney, you know, that's going to be teased. Lexi, Kelsey T, it's going to be a lot of Maria, I think, at the Women Tell All, and Leia and some of the other drama. Why were you not at Women Tell All? Guys, I've never been invited. Sorry. I wish I could go. Unfortunately, I've never been invited. And when I've asked to go in the past, I have never been invited. So that's the truth. That's the honest truth. I would love to go to Women Tell All one day. Would love to go to an After the Final Rose. It's on my bucket list. And it hopefully will happen one day. So keep praying for me. Keep sending them messages until they invite me, right? And then we'll get the finale in 2 weeks. So predictions, I feel like I've kind of said everything. I think Rachel's going to go home early. I think Kelsey A is probably going to resolve things with Joey. And, you know, whatever the note is, just added extra drama. But I think that it's not going to matter. And I think that they're going to work it out. And then he's going to have like some heartbreak with Daisy. But also like the tea is that apparently, and I said this last week with a little bit of spoiler on my last live, the tea is like maybe Daisy apparently talks to Kelsey. And this is like the first time in Bachelor history where the final two talk to each other and have a conversation. And that's what the big tease is, that apparently it's like never happened before. So I don't know why Joey's freaking out during the limo. Maybe he, like, during the Billie Eilish of it all, where he's, like, standing at the end, maybe that's where he finds out information from the producers that Daisy talked to Kelsey A, and maybe she's not coming. Like, what about that? Have we thought about that? What if it is that Daisy has a conversation with Kelsey A saying that, I know Joey loves you and he's going to pick you. Have fun. I'm going to leave him hanging. I'm going to ghost him. I'm going to leave him by himself at the altar because I already know he's breaking up with me. And I don't want to get heartbroken on TV and go out there. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's the ending. Has anyone thought about that? Has anyone ever said that? Has anyone said that? Maybe Daisy just doesn't show up at the end. And then he proposes to Kelsey A, and then he doesn't see Daisy until after the final rose live. Okay, I hope that happens. Sandra and Daisy chatting is a whole mood. No, literally, out of all the Golden Girls and the Bachelorettes, my favorite combo was Sandra and Daisy. I would love to be there chilling with them. That's so fun. The Susan and Rachel one was like tense and emotional. And then Leslie and Kelsey A was like too much for me because Leslie got in her head. Christina says, no, I actually think the same thing. Lola Lucky says, if that happens, then Daisy playing the game to get the edit to be the lead. I mean, listen, I can totally see that perspective that a lot of people think Daisy is positioning herself to be the next Bachelorette. You know, she has all the essentials. She's doing great on social media. Like, I could see that. And if that works for her, then, like, good for her. Like, she literally went after something and got it and could find love in the journey. I mean, I could totally see Daisy as the next Bachelorette. Okay, well, those are all my thoughts. I'm going to wrap up the live. Because I truly don't have anything else to say. The episode was bland. That was it. So thanks everybody for tuning in. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to give this video a thumbs up and hit subscribe. Thank you. Subscribe on YouTube, subscribe as a podcast, rate and review. And I will see you guys in the next one. Bye-bye. See you later. Let me know all your theories in the comments. I'll read and reply to them all. Bye.